brought to you by Penguin.
Wake Up, Nat and Darcy by Kate Cochran, read by Jeremy Carlisle Parker.
For Jennifer. Even if I write 1,000 love stories, I will never come close to capturing how I feel about you. For Augusta and Beatrix, being your mom is the coolest. And for Bear, the world's most perfect dog. Chapter 1. Darcy LaCroix always got nervous before a big game. Nerves were a good sign. It had been 3 years since she played her last hockey game, but the jittery, excited feeling was familiar. It meant she was ready.
5 minutes,
a PA called into the room. Darcy's stomach swan-dived for the floor, and her hands trembled, making the script flutter like a hummingbird's wings. Darcy sat as still as possible, terrified to mess up her hair or makeup while reading over her script for the 10th time. It took her 3 years of working at Wake Up USA to get this chance to be on camera. 3 years of fetching coffee, pitching stories that got swatted away, and staying late to learn as much as she could about every aspect of the show. It all came down to this. She knew how to deal with pressure. High stakes were her happy place. You don't win 3 gold medals if you can't handle the stress. Tell that to her racing heart. She glanced at the script. It wasn't much, but it was what she'd been begging for, a chance to get out from behind her desk. At 4 o'clock that morning, when Raquel, her boss, had stopped by her cubicle to talk to her, she assumed there was a script that needed rewriting. Instead, Raquel told her to change into a suit and get her ass to hair and makeup. "Here's the script," Raquel said, shoving paper at Darcy. "Don't let me down." That's how she ended up flush with adrenaline and covered in more makeup than she'd worn in her life. A different PA rushed in to escort her to the set. "Stand there, look at that camera, and read the prompter." Darcy nodded, her eyes trained on the taped X on the floor. One last deep breath. "Don't blow it, LaCroix." She took her place and waited for her cue. The news anchor, a generically handsome man with shiny black hair and an unbelievable tan for the middle of winter, smiled into the camera.
"Welcome back to Wake Up USA. We're all excited for the upcoming Olympics, which you can watch right here and on our sister stations. As part of our coverage, we have some news to share with you. The United States has named the members of its women's ice hockey team."
On the monitor, Darcy could see the list of names for the team and waited for her turn to speak.
"To help us give context, we have 4-time Olympian, 3-time gold medalist, and former captain for Team Canada, Darcy LaCroix."
Darcy smiled into the camera and hoped no one could tell that it felt like every one of her organs was trying to rearrange itself inside her.
"Darcy, is anything about this roster a surprise to you?"
Darcy nodded to the anchor. "Yes, Dave. As you just saw, the team is without its former captain. Fans of women's hockey will likely be shocked to see that 3-time Olympian Natalie Carpenter has been left off the roster." Darcy swallowed and stared into the camera.
"Steady. You can do this. Slow down."
"Carpenter's hockey resume is impeccable. She was the captain of the team that won gold in the last Olympics. She won the national championship as a college freshman. She's been a star for years. But she had a nagging quad injury for much of training camp. Combine that with the fact that she's 35, and I think the coaching staff felt like they had to go with a younger, healthier squad. Looking at the roster, it looks like JT Cox is the player they think can fill Carpenter's skates. Filling in for an all-time great is never easy, and the team's asking a lot."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?